Today on Press TV, Iran says terrorists who assassinated an Iranian diplomat in Yemen have been identified. Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian said a committee has been set up to pursue the issue of Abdelkassem Assadi's assassination. He expressed hope Yemen will announce the names and nationalities of the terrorists soon. Thousands of Bahrainis have staged a large protest rally southeast of the capital Manama, demanding democratic reforms in the country. The protest, dubbed People's Cause, was organized by the opposition Wefaq Party. The Bahraini regime has harshly cracked down on popular uprising in the kingdom, killing scores of people since 2011. Diplomatic sources in Geneva say delegations from the Syrian government and the foreign-backed opposition are going to discuss a deal to provide humanitarian access to the city of Homs. Syrian troops have surrounded militants in central districts of Homs. Many civilians have also been trapped in the area. Al-Qaeda-linked terrorist group on Nusra Front has threatened to carry out more attacks inside Lebanon. The anti-Syrian group said Hezbollah and its bases are legitimate targets. This comes just a few days after a bombing claim by the group killed several people in the south Lebanese capital Beirut. Egypt says one of its diplomats has been kidnapped in Libya's capital Tripoli. The Egyptian diplomat has been identified as Badr Abdellit. No group has claimed responsibility. Libya has been the scene of violence and frequent abductions since the downfall of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych promises to reshuffle the cabinet next week as anti-government demonstrations continue. Yanukovych also pledged to amend the recently adopted anti-protest laws, which have incensed the supporters of Ukraine's opposition. The protesters are demanding that the government resign in states under influence of Russia. The UN has confirmed reports of sporadic clashes between rebels and government forces in South Sudan. This despite the announcement of a ceasefire in the country. It's not yet clear where and how the violence broke out. Rebels earlier accused government forces of attacking their positions. Those latest here on Press TV.